Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge, coming to you from my gigantic hotel room in New York City.
By gigantic, her bed isn't fitting inside of
the
room.
Well, I mean, just take a look. There it is. There it is.
I'm a little bit confused. What happened to this? Isn't the same room we stayed in as housewives? Did you get downsized from?
Well, I'm not going to say what hotel I'm at, but we usually stay at the Gansevoort, and it's a little bit bigger than this one. I mean, most of you know, the hotel rooms in New York City are tiny. I mean, we're not at the Plaza, that's for sure.
So, for sure. Question: does this hotel have room service?
It does. You know, everything comes in bags. It's not like
And are you getting glammed inside of that little?
This is going to be their setup for I think four girls. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like
everybody's using this. Hold on. So just so you guys know, backstory is there's two options for New York for glam and everybody uses them when they go. And then you have to like line up to get in.
Yeah.
So are you using Priscilla?
I'm using Priscilla and Julius.
Okay.
So I've known Julius, I was the first housewife he ever did. So I've known him for years and years. So he wants to set up here. And I told him, I said, dude, I said, we're going to have to push the bed against up against the wall. I don't know how we're going to do this. I was trying to move the bed this morning to see if I could. I couldn't even move it. So there's literally not much room.
And what three other girls are doing glam?
Okay, so it's me, Vicky, and Taylor, and Brandy. But Brandy brought her own hair girl, so she only needs makeup. So
Brandy bought her own hair girl as like she didn't fly business. She flew coach so she could bring a friend.
I'm assuming, but poor Brandy got in late to start, like at 10:30. And then we get a text message that she took somebody else's luggage and brought it home, not knowing it was the same style luggage, not knowing it wasn't hers. So she was up to like 1 a.m. trying to straighten that out.
Well, you were up till 1 a.m. I saw some kissy videos. What's going on?
Oh, my gosh. So the girls were split in half. The girls that got in earlier went to Jill's apartment. And evidently Ramona lives either above or below Jill. So then Ramona went over to Jill's house. So it was Vicky and her boyfriend, who I met last night.
Is he a combo of Steve Lodge and Brooks?
Looks wise?
Yes.
Kind of. He kind of is. He's a big boy. He's like, I want to say he's like 6'4" or something.
How tall is Vicky?
She's tall. I don't know exactly how tall she is, but
she's just taller than us.
Everybody's taller than us, Teddy. She's like,
Kyle is not. She's 1 inch shorter. I know. Even though she wants to fight me on it, I'm telling you, she's 1 inch shorter.
How tall are you?
Well, I think I'm 5'4". Kyle says I'm 5'3".
Okay, I'm 5'3½". I say I'm 5'4", and I'm taller than you, so you're 5'2".
Absolutely. One, you're not taller than me. Mm-hmm. It's a bold design.
I'm taller than you.
I saw you without shoes when we were wandering around after
the streets of LA. Oh my gosh. So last night was a little bit of a shit show. Vicky was in Chicago, so she flew in. She was visiting her daughter. The boyfriend met the family for the first time. And then she flew in from Chicago to New York. She got in early. I flew from LAX with Taylor. So we had a nice flight. I love JetBlue Mint. I don't know if anybody's ever flown, but it is so nice. You lay completely flat.
It looked like
flat.
It was a first class. Is it first class?
It's their first class, but you lay completely flat, which is so nice. And the food's good and all that stuff. So we flew in, we got in. By the time we arrived, it was traffic, hour in traffic, get to our hotel. We were supposed to meet Jorinda for dinner and her reservations for 8:30. We didn't get out of the room until 9:10. So Jorinda's texting, "Are you going to make it?" And I said,
Who was Jorinda with when she was texting?
Jorinda was with a friend. Just a friend. Just a friend. No, anybody would know. And so I text her and I said, I'm waiting on Taylor. Is that okay? Or do you want to meet at the bar, the restaurant here at the hotel? Because we're all staying in the same hotel. And she goes, that's okay. So I thought, okay, she's going to wait for us. Because I said, Is that okay? So we get an Uber. By the way, I never use Uber. And the last time I used Uber is when we were in LA and I had to cancel on 4 Ubers because I couldn't get you to go. So long story short, I thought, oh God, Uber has canceled me. They're never going to use me. I can't use them ever again because I have bad rating or something.
We can't even get a good Uber rating score.
And both me and Taylor are so, I mean, I've been to New York like 4 times a year for the past 13 years. Right. So you would think I would know my way around. No, I don't know how to get a cab. Yeah. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where anything is. So we get to the restaurant and the guy that checks us in, he's like, oh, Jorinda left. I said, what? So I called her. She's like, oh, I thought you meant. I said, it's all right. I'll come back to the hotel. I wanted to anyways. Came back to the hotel. We hung out. Jorinda's like, I'm really tired. She was at an event prior. She goes, I'm going to go back to my room. I'm like, okay. So it's me and Taylor. And
hold on. Why is Jorinda staying at a room? Doesn't she have an apartment?
That's what I thought too. But evidently she sold her apartment. And she bought a new one and her old one closed and she's in between houses. So she doesn't technically, she has one that's going to close in a couple of days, but she has to renovate it first.
So is she living full time at Bluestone Manor?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. So she came here too. She's at the same hotel, loving the small room, let me tell you. And so we get back, we're just hanging out for a little bit. It was late at that time. And Jorinda's like, I'm going to go back to my room. I'm tired. And then Phaedra shows up. And she is just such a big personality. So much fun. We're having fun. Next thing you know, Jorinda shows up. She's in jeans and a t-shirt now. And I said, I thought you were in bed. She's like, oh no, Phaedra's here. She texts me.
She had a second win.
Well, we kind of had to outdo the gram. the other girl's Graham.
Hold on. How did this become separate? Why was Vicky was with
Jill? Because they came in earlier. So everybody went to Jill's house. We were too late. Jill lives on the other side of town. It would take us 30 minutes to get there. It's too late. You know, I didn't want to do it. So what happened was, is there was a picture of Jill, Ramona, and Vicky. So Jorena comes down. We got to outdo that picture. So we're housewife style.
Oh, that's what's going on.
We're doing it. We're laughing and we posted. And then I posted on my Instagram, like the grid. I said, historic, not old. And I got a text message from Vicky in the middle of the night saying, this makes it look like you're making fun of me. And I just didn't even respond. Well, because she said that it's a play on Vicky calling Jorinda's house old and Jorinda saying it's historic. So she was a little bit. So Jorinda mingles with Phaedra a little bit. Then she goes back to her room. And then sure enough, here comes Vicky. She just missed Jorinda. They have not seen each other or spoken to each other. Such drama came out. And I'm a little bit scared because I did an interview with Entertainment Tonight with Vicky at my house last week, and it's going to drop today.
That means am I going to be mad at you today, Tam? Just like, no. Be honest with me.
Oh, no, you're going to be mad at me. No, but Vicky went after Jorinda and she went after you.
Yeah, I know.
So I warned you about that.
And, okay, so here's my thing about, let's talk about Vicky going after me. I 100%, I'm fair game. I can be obnoxious, annoying, controlling.
I don't think you're any of those things.
But here's the one thing. Pick something new. If the one thing that you're going to attack me for is being boring, then you just read something off the World Wide Web.
Don't
know me. Find something new. To me, that's such a low blow, like cheap shot.
Yeah. But I do remember, because there was a lot that went down, we recorded for an hour. I can't be certain about the boring thing. That just came to the top of my head. But she did say in the interview that she did not like you. And I said, how can you not? Do you know Teddy? Have you ever met Teddy? She said, no. And I said, well, how can you not like somebody you don't know? And I think what it all comes down to is she does not like me doing this podcast with you. And I think we know that. She called our boss. We know that.
Well, what I can say is, Vicky, if you don't like me, please do not use me to get paid for click for links, because I saw on your Instagram.
Oh my God.
Pray for Teddy. Tap the link here. Some BS where you pay $1,500 so somebody will put that link in the bio. Don't use me to get your money, honey.
Okay. So let's put a little backstory in that. So a lot of us girls that have a big following on Facebook, which you have to be old to have a big following on Facebook.
This is a Facebook thing.
I don't know. She does it on Instagram. I won't do it on Instagram. I will not do that. I call her Vicky click and link, click, click link in bio Gumbleson.
I can't.
But long story short, a lot of us get paid to rent out space on our Facebook pages, and they post things and stories and all that. And I'm not quite clear. I've done it. Then I stop and I do it. Then I stop. It's kind of a weird thing. So, I did see that she said, pray for Teddy. I never clicked on it. Why did we need to pray for you? And why didn't I know that I needed to pray for you? I mean, I do pray for you, but why did something happen?
I don't know. It could have been anything. It could have been when I had COVID. It could have been before. Like, I have absolutely no idea because I didn't click on it. And now I got to be honest, I unfollowed her because once you like come for me, I don't follow people I'm not interested in seeing. And I have to be honest, once I saw her outfit on the Bryce Sander interview, like, I'm good. I don't need to be on her for Instagram.
She came from work. And she had a jacket on with a skirt and then these Chanel shoes that are like, they're very conservative. And I said, Vicky, take your jacket off. Why would you not? Like, she had a cute, strappy, sexy top. And she's like, no, this is my work outfit. I'm like, okay, well, it shows.
Here's the thing. I have to say, the difference between your bestie and mine is with Kyle, I introduced you guys. You hit it off. You love each other. Like,
right.
Kyle still asked me, how's Tam? What's going on with the pod? What's the update? Like, she's excited about it.
She's so sweet. Like, she'll send me text messages. Like, Kyle is the most easy, normal person I've ever met in my life.
I want you guys to like each other because it makes my life easier. Yeah. I want people that are in my life to all like each other. Whatever. But I guess the only way that I can look at it is she's so bothered by me that she keeps talking about me. But thank you for giving me the heads up that
I gave you the heads up because I knew she was going to say something. I did tell her that that wasn't nice and it's not fair. And I might've told her she's going to hell.
Cheers.
Can you hear the way, you text me mimosas. That's not a mimosa. That looks like a Long Island iced tea or something. What is that?
It's not a mimosa because I don't have any orange juice. So it's cranberry with a touch of champagne, but you got like the pricey champagne you got from your mini bottle.
So Teddy texts me and says mimosas. And I'm like, okay, let me go ahead and get a $2,000 bottle of champagne out of my mini bar and a $25 bottle of orange juice. So I did it to make you happy.
Well,
I do have a per diem and I'm not going to use it all for food. So I might as well use it in the mini bar. I love that
she acts like her per diem's coming in hot. It's probably $125. How much is it?
It's $100. I just had $75 oatmeal. So
I hope you didn't get blueberries because then you're over.
Oh, I'm over my budget. I'm over.
My gosh. Okay. So just so y'all know, Tam is not going to be here for the Beverly Hills Dubai recap. So I'm going to have Justin on. You guys know him from eDaily Pop, but he also used to have the Instagram, the lady sitter, because he was Kyle's assistant for years. He's friends with all the women. He's hilarious. And
I'm so kind of jealous. Justin. I love him.
We love him. And so we're going to do the recap and we're also going to do Sheree.
Okay. I've seen the first three episodes of The Ultimate Girls Trip. I've talked to a lot of people in the press doing interviews and they all say the same thing. It is like old school housewives. I cringe because I don't know what I was thinking. No hair, hardly any makeup. My hair is sticking up. It's all of us except for Phaedra. Phaedra is always fabulous. And Eva is the most beautiful human being inside and out I've ever seen. So she doesn't even need a lick of makeup. So, I mean, hair sticking up, pajamas, robes. It is old school before the glam came in and I'm loving it.
No, that's the way it's, I mean, I felt even on Celebrity Big Brother, I loved that we could just show up as is. We're hot freaking messes, but that's real. It's like how we show up to the pod. You're in a robe and I put on a baseball cap because I was like, there's absolutely no way I'm putting makeup on today. Like it's not everybody can go to.
Feel like people like that. I mean, it's nice to get dressed up once in a while. Beverly Hills is a whole nother animal because they're in Beverly Hills. Like everything's.
Oh, by the way, my detective work showed that Dorit did have glam in Mexico.
Well, I would be surprised if she didn't, but she wasn't over the top. I assume
she wasn't because they didn't show anything, but her glam person also sometimes does my hair. And I saw her tagging those looks from Mexico.
Was she like, I'll do glam light on this episode?
Yeah, it must be
glam light.
Natural glam.
I want natural glam light. Yes.
I'll have a glam light.
My storyline's very heavy this season. Give me glam light.
Glam light. Don't make them guess I had glam.
Overdo it. Make them guess.
It's going to be later when I'm going to attach pearls to my forehead.
Oh my God. So today is the premiere of the show. They have a big party set up for us. I'm wondering if Ramona's going to make it because she was with the girls last night. We were able to bring three people. I don't have anybody here, so I didn't invite anybody, but I just have a weird feeling that Ramona might make it.
Of course she's going to make it. She wants to make sure that she's, you know, in this. I get it. I mean, believe me, I would the fact that I can't go to Luann's thing because I'm going out of town is stressful enough. Like she's going to show up to whatever is going to get her press, especially before Legacy.
Yes. And there was something going around on the internet that said that the legacy show for New York was already decided. And I talked to Jorena and she said, that's an absolute lie. Some blogger put that together. Because it said it was on Peacock and all this.
What about season 3 of Girls Trip? Is that true?
I do believe, I don't know for sure. I know that there's a lot of talk of different girls going and it being in, where'd they say it was going to be?
Was it Miami?
Thailand.
Oh.
Thailand. Yeah.
So, but here's the thing. They cut it out of our episode, but now that it's out there in the rumor mill, I said in our interview with Leah, I have a feeling you're on next season of Girls Trip. And she went, do not put that in there.
I think, right now it's rumors. I don't think that Bravo or Peacock has confirmed anybody, but that's, you know, I don't know how it gets out. I feel like these bloggers sometimes talk to one girl, then another one talks and they all kind of collaborate and be like, okay, what did she say to you? You know, so I don't know if it's true or not, but.
Well, you're on Broadway and I'm here in LA doing exposure therapy for my son in elevators. Like this, our life is very different.
So your son has a problem with elevators. You know, Sophia had a problem with escalators.
Oh, like it's a huge problem. So we met with his doctor. We're like, what do we do? Because we're going to a hotel where there's no option. We have to take an elevator. So I'm like, buddy, we have to figure it out. So now for the next, we're on day 4 right now. For 7 days, we have to go in an elevator. It has to be a different elevator. So that's what we're doing. And so far, so good. That's been good. But
oh, that I feel your pain. Sophia was afraid of escalators until well over 5, 6, 7 years old. And she would not go on an escalator. I would literally have to hold her. And it got to a point where, babe, I can't hold you. You're too big and you should get over this. So there was times where I'm like, just do it. And I'd be going up and she'd be looking at me.
Yeah.
Well, she got out of it.
The final straw for me was we were going to the eye doctor. And we go to like walk in the building and there's an elevator and he like ran so fast. He's like trying to run into incoming traffic or oncoming traffic, whatever it is. And I'm like, we have to fix this. So that's.
Is he claustrophobic or?
He says that when he was 5 years old, he watched a Power Rangers episode where a guy got stuck in the elevator and it caught fire.
Oh shit.
And I'm like, what?
Way to go, Power Rangers.
And so that's where we are. So let's, either way, it's been a whole disaster zone, but let's take a little break. And then when we come back.
Come back with who's going to check me, boo. Well, that was the name of the episode.
Oh my gosh. Bye.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
All right, we're back.
We're going to start with a cooking class.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, like 5 minutes into Atlanta, they're already having drama okay. at the cooking class. I'm like, what the hell?
They're already having drama at the cooking class. Drew shows up to Sonia's, even though she wasn't supposed to.
And I love that she showed up and she's like, here I am. I come in peace. No, you don't. You're not coming
Drew
in peace.
Drew had a major housewife moment, which we're having Drew on and I want to talk to her about it. But when Drew brought up Kenya's issues with Candy's sex toys so effortlessly, I was like, girl, that's how you stir it and then get out of it. Like, I was impressed by that.
But then I love the flashbacks that they show of Kenya not being so so much of a prude in her past.
Oh yeah, and they're like talking about everybody she's boned down or whatever.
I know. And I also love that Candy's mom, she's like, if you don't want the vibrating panties, don't put them on. I'm control of my own vagina.
I know. The moms dying. Were more involved than the women. Like, also, Sonia showing off her gold medals.
Okay.
Is a hard no for me. Show them in your home tour. Do
four gold medals. Well, next time we do the pod, I'm going to bring out both my trophies from my body competition.
I'm going to bring out all my riding ribbons.
Can you bring out your riding stuff? But my question is, like, she gave her gold medal away or did they?
No, she's just letting you wear it. That's the win. That's where we need to have her on because I was so cringe.
I mean, that's kind of a huge ego.
I mean, so
my question to you is, have you ever seen a first time newbie housewife as involved as Sonia?
I think she's just doing the most, especially if she is worried about considering paying for glam $25.
Oh,
she needs that check. She needs that check.
Where on God's earth do you get glam for $25?
I was like, glam for $25. I'm assuming what happened was like, maybe she had them do her eyelash, something, some lightened version.
Something very simple. Well, she did say touch up, but for you guys that don't know, glam in Orange County is about $250 per person. And in LA, it's much higher.
Yeah.
Unless like you've been working.
Yeah. It depends if somebody has an agency or not, but $25 for glam.
I'll do that all day long.
I mean, that is beyond. And the fact that she's like, I wouldn't have not paid my $25 bill. I'm like, girl, that's
but
like
I didn't
Starbucks.
Have the contact to Venmo her. And then we go on to Marlo's Women Expo. I've done the Women's Expo on Housewives. I feel like a lot of housewives have done the Women's Expo. Glam It Up. Is that what it was?
Glam It Up.
Glam It Up Incorporated. It was pretty touching and sad. I did, of course, go on to the Instagram page and there's been no activity for a good 7 months on
Here's the thing. I was all for Glam It Up. I appreciated hearing Marlo's story because
I know where you're going with this. I know where you're going.
Because I didn't watch it from the beginning. I don't know the whole history, but I did enjoy and feel like it was a great opportunity for Marla to share her history with, you know, growing up in foster care with her mom having addiction yeah. issues, all of these things. But then when they flash to Marlo getting upset about Candy's hand-me-downs.
Ugh, I can't wrap my brain around that. And Candy has expensive taste.
Expensive
taste. I'll take your hand-me-downs.
Her husband was not doing her any favors either.
No, he wasn't. Well, you know,
I thought that was kind of a dick move. He kind of
is a little bougie. He's like, it's not Gucci. And I'm like, bitch, really? Are you serious right now?
Like, that was nice stuff. You could tell. And honestly, my stuff, like, because I'll only wear, if I've worn something in public, I'm probably only going to wear it a couple times as well. Same. I'll wear it one time in public, one time in private. And then I either sell it on the RealReal or I give it to my friends or donate them.
Yeah.
My friends still want my hand-me-downs.
I give all mine to my house cleaner. For her family.
My MTV Awards dress has been worn now to four different functions. Laura, who does my hair, yep. Penny, who's my friend. Like it that's what it is. If you're going to spend $800 on a dress or whatever yeah. it is.
I used to sell my expensive stuff. Like I would always give like my everyday normal stuff away to my house cleaner, but the expensive stuff I used to sell on like, I can't remember the name of it. Like Poshmark
or the RealReal or whatever.
Yeah, but then it got so like corrupt. Like people, you would send them stuff and then they'd say you didn't get it and they did. And I'm like, forget this. I'm just giving it away.
But then also what we need to talk about is Sonia recapping with her family, talking about how everybody wanted to be at the Mommy Nation photo shoot.
I don't think everybody wanted to be there. I just think they wanted to know why they weren't invited.
Also, I've never seen a first year housewife incorporate the name of their business more times in one episode. I think I counted it was six times.
Oh my gosh.
And is this even a business? But which leads me to when Sheree is, I think she's with the therapist and she's
her life coach.
Oh, her life coach.
Okay. Which I'm so glad we didn't see that other guy. Was it Ken? The one that's been on everyone.
We have to ask.
I was expecting to see Ken, but finally someone's saying what everybody is thinking. Like you don't date guys in prison. And my question to you is, how do you date a guy in prison? How do you meet a guy in prison? Is there an app, Boys in the Clink? I don't get it.
I'm guessing that
is it a dating app?
I know. I think they probably dated before. I think they had history before and we don't know because we didn't watch.
Do we know why he went to jail?
No, but I do know that I did appreciate Sheree being honest about she by Sheree.
Yeah.
I this business was a bust. And then they flashback, of course they did, to Andy asking about it, but she was pretty much like, I don't have my shit together with this business. Mm-hmm. I need to, because what you can say about Atlanta is all of these women are putting out businesses.
But I have a couple of businesses and so do you. If you started in 2008 and you haven't gotten your shit together by 2022, is it really a business?
No, but that's the point. She's being authentic about the fact that she never got it off the ground. She can't say I created this business because to put it on the show, blah, blah, blah. Like it is what it is. But I did appreciate that she was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of us that you know, have businesses. There are moments where you don't know what you're doing and you need help. She goes to Kenya, where Kenya kind of opens up about the fact that Kenya doesn't have somebody running her business as well, which is
mind blowing to me because she's in Walmart. Like we just got our CBD line face skincare into 2,000 Sally's and it took a team. I have a team. Like I couldn't do it by myself.
Yeah, no, I mean, all in, there's 47 girls that work with me. Like I have somebody that manages the money aspect. I have an HR person. Like there are people.
You have a team.
I have a team.
So how did she get it all the way to Walmart, which is a big deal, and without a team?
Because I think it's a collaboration. I don't know, but I think she by Sheree might be an individual type situation. Who knows? We've got to ask Kenya on her own. But also, I spent a lot of time on the World Wide Web trying to figure out who Kenya had sex with. That's A-list Hollywood. Like, they were all talking.
Did you find anything out?
I don't know all the details, but they did say when she played lead in Trois, and then they like panned to like this sexy picture of her. We need to have her on the pod. That's all.
Oh yeah, we definitely do. Yeah. How about Candy's new role?
On the TV show. Here's the thing. I think Candy.
Would you do that? Knowing her, watching her rehearse her lines, I was a little like, is production being shady on her, or is this like a low key porn or something?
No, I don't want to. I think I would do that. As she's doing a television show, it's like, it was on like the Fox or the Paramount lot. Like, of course I would do it.
But what did she say? Like, I'm going to pierce, you should pierce your. And then there was another comment. Like,
I don't think they say I'm going to on Bravo.
Yes, they did. Didn't I swear they did. Something like that.
I don't know. All I really know is that I wish Candy and Kenya would start wearing their crown and their Grammys to all events from now on.
Oh my God.
Okay. Then we get to like the next meal or whatever it is. It's a lunch. Marlo tells all the girls about the hand-me-downs from Candy, even though Candy is not there. And then she makes the comment to Kenya about her wig.
Well, her wig looked ridiculous.
Well,
I'm sorry, but it did.
She's been ill, but I don't know. I feel like Marlo, and believe me, I like watching Marlo. I feel like Marlo, if she doesn't have a connection with somebody, it's going to be hard for Marlo to keep her peach.
Yeah.
Because no, yes, she is being shady. She's creating drama, but like, she's going to need an actual friend that she's not talking behind their back the entire time.
She talks behind everybody's back.
Everybody's back.
Everybody's back. And by the way, Candy did say, I have it in quotes here, you should get your pierced. I can shoot hoops with my tongue piercing. That was her line that she was practicing. I'm like, oh shit, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But that meeting with the lunch, girls' lunch, I guess we can call it.
With Drew's new nipples?
With Drew's new nipples, there was so much fighting. I had to literally watch it three times to even understand what they were fighting about. And it was like a lot of bro.
My bro. Favorite part.
The fight between Sonya and Drew was crazy. Bro, screaming over and over again. I'm like,
no, we need to talk about when Kenya gets up and starts physically pulling
the chair,
Drew away from Sonya. Like yeah. That, I was dying because we've all had our moments where we're like sitting in a chair and someone's trying to move you and you don't even think to like lift your body up so that the person.
I don't even think she knew she was being pulled. Was right.
So good.
Marlo's call with her sister. Heartbreaking. Oh, shows a different side to her. Like, so sad. Those boys were there.
But why bring? This is my question. Yes, I think that conversation. I appreciate her opening up, talking about mental illness, talking about her sister, being open about her sister.
Should she put this on TV?
It's not about should she put this in TV, but like, did the boys really need to come to the restaurant to have this phone call, or could they not have just been at her house and done this?
I know.
I
always worry about somebody that struggles with mental health and are being bullied or whatever it is. Then to put it on national TV, I just feel like it's really hard. It's really hard for that person. So she's struggling with mental illness and now she's going to be labeled. It's going to be all over the internet. I feel like it's a slippery slope when you show that. But I guess she had to because she's raising the kids. Yeah.
But the only part that I felt like it could have been done a little bit differently was I don't think the boys needed to come to the restaurant to have that conversation. If they wanted to film it, it needed to happen. They were able to recap it and it was all at home, but like they came and they're all dressed up and they're standing there. Like it just, I was like, why did this
another confusing comment by Marla was that she said her sister is in prison or incarcerated for a minor traffic violation.
I'm sure she like messed up parole or something. I mean, if you
is that what it is? I'm like,
There's I don't think this is the first arrest. I mean, maybe it was a traffic violation, but who knows? Allegedly, it could be anything else. But the fact that she's choosing to stay in prison versus getting help, I think is...
Well, I think that it was very sweet to hear Marlo say, like, I'm going to give these boys, it's up to me to give these boys a good life.
I agree. Yeah, and sweet. I like the boys. They're very sweet.
They are sweet.
I am noticing kind of a friendship between Kenya and Drew starting.
Starting. Yeah.
They're starting. I think they appreciate each other. I think Kenya used to be a little bit like Drew.
Kenya's changed a lot. And I don't know if it's after, you know, having Brooklyn or what it is, but she's way more level-headed, way more conservative. I really like her.
Yeah, I do too. I'm loving her. And then we get to scenes from next week, which is more drop it like Drew conversations.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm super excited for next week because we actually get to see what drop it with Drew is. Is she going to be teaching classes? Like where's her spot in this business? You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And then Marlo and Candy getting into an argument and Marlo calling Kenya. I mean, Marlo and
Kenya.
Marla and Kenya and talking about that she has a fake booty. And Kenya's like, that's the Marla we know. Here we go. And you realize that that relationship, even though they tried to like patch it up, is nowhere near being patched.
Well, I want to see Kenya go crazy.
I'm ready to see her get
to see her go off the hook.
I'm ready. Let's look at fan thoughts.
Yeah.
Which... Okay, the drama with Marlo and Sheree versus Candy feels so forced. They've never been close.
And well, I don't know because I don't know that I haven't watched it in a few years. So I don't know the history, but people are saying they're so confused why Sonia keeps picking fights with Drew. Now, do you think that she's picking fights with Drew? Or do you think they just don't get along? Everything they say irritates each other.
Well, I think neither of them let each other speak. It's like... You know, we all have that person. Even like when I was arguing with Dorit, we never let each other speak. Like it was always just like we could not ever agree on anything. And the other one of us believed so much that we were right. We couldn't do it. And I think that's what's happening, which is just irritating the heck out of both of them. Granted, now not on a TV show, we get along just fine. But I think because they're trying to prove their point on a TV show, this is what's happening.
Yeah. People are not liking Sonia anymore. They're saying she's way too messy.
Well, I mean,
is she messy or is she a good housewife?
Because
I personally like my housewives messy.
I like a messy housewife. But I also watch a housewife and think, would I want to be friends with this person, messy or not?
Well, I would because she's got muscles. I love that.
Well, for me, that's not enough. Like I would rather. I would rather
somebody that has a body like that is so disciplined. Somebody that's a
right, Olympic but you want to be pals with somebody who's so disciplined. No, I want to be pals
I do. With
somebody who's fun, like has moments of really fun. I don't need to have a friend that's going to show me all the amazing things they've done. I'm happy to support you. I would love it. It's exciting. But if you need to be hanging your gold medal around my neck, I'm good.
I love it though. I love it. I know it's obnoxious. I know it's annoying, but it's good TV.
Like Kenya, it's not going to, if Kenya put her sash over my shoulder, I'd be like, women support.
Back off, bro.
Like, I just can't. Marlo shouldn't shut down donations. Maybe look at them and then decide.
Agree.
I think Marlo is truly just reacting to anything she can that's going to be good television. Even the way that her team pumped her up before she went to like go speak on the stage. I think Marlo, she knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing. She's a little seasoned. Sonia is Noella. Sonia is annoying as Noella. Oh shit.
I know that you're loving Sonia, but if I were going to share a room with somebody, I'd rather it be Drew than Sonia.
Oh, I agree.
Right. Listen,
I love Sonia because she's messy and I feel like she has.
But it does. Do you feel like Sonia has a real relationship with any of these women?
No. That's my question. Not at all.
That's my point. She's new. It doesn't matter if you're a messy housewife. Right. But she's not connecting with anybody because she's going, I mean, one, she's having her mom fight her battles. Two, like,
I think her mom just jumped in.
Her mom, but I know, but her mom did a better job than she did.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, all right.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What? You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going
to
be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Okay, so first headline we need to talk about is, oh, you can do it. It's Dorinda Medley.
Almost quit filming Real House Ultimate Girls Trip halfway through the season, which this is new to me.
Yeah,
when Andy, I know, when Andy Cohen asked Dorinda Medley if she would host Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, Ex-Wives Club, at one of the most iconic homes in the franchise history, Bluestone Manor, the former Real Housewives of New York cast member was immediately in. That was until the drama, filming, production, and behind the scenes work all became just a bit too overwhelming for the owner of the estate. So basically what happened was, you know, when you're having something filmed at your house and you are Dorinda Medley, you want everything to look amazing. So not only are you doing the job of filming the show, but you're also doing the job behind the scenes of making sure everything is set up. Hold on,
I need to ask you a question though. She's getting paid to do that, correct?
I'm sure. I mean, yeah, we're all getting paid to be
there.
No,
but don't you get paid extra to host the girls trip at your house?
I don't know. I would imagine.
Please.
I don't know what her contract was, but I would imagine
paying that the butler guy she's harassing.
No, no. But I feel like I don't know. Oh, she's calling me right now. I think she's texting me and calling me.
Can you just answer and let's ask her if she got paid to do it?
No, I'm not going to ask her that.
I'll ask her. Somebody. I'll ask her.
I'm going to ask her. She's saying, call me.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, Dorinda, I'm on the pod right now. Is everything okay?
Everything's great.
Okay. I saw that you text me and I couldn't open it. And then you said, call me. Teddy has a question for you.
Oops.
Teddy, we're on the pod.
I'm not on air.
You're on air. No.
Oh my God, you didn't tell me that.
I said I'm on the pod right now. Teddy wants to know. I don't know if you, I don't even know if you can answer this. Teddy wants to know if how hosting, because we were talking about the headline about you saying you wanted to quit halfway through because it was too much hosting, getting the house ready, all that stuff at Bluestone Manor. She wanted to know, do you get paid extra for hosting at your house? And I don't think you can answer that.
Yes, I can answer that. And they definitely, yes, I do. But it's not, I mean, it's not a huge amount, but they definitely pay extra.
Okay.
Yes, they should, because it's like we were there for 8 days.
Yeah, because I was saying it was a lot for you to host it, get film it, make sure your house is not being destroyed, putting together every scene that we did, every episode. So,
well, I originally thought too it was only 4 days, so that's really what the payment was based on. But that's okay. And then we just decided to do the lot. You know, originally, Tamara, I don't know if you know this, but originally it was only going to be 4 days, and then I was trying to get us to go to Maribel, which would have been nice because then I would have kind of been able to experience the thing the way you guys did, right, and not have to come up with something every day.
If you had to do it all over again, would you have hosted it at your house?
I would have done it for 4 days, I think. I think 8 was too long for everybody. And for me, I had the 4 days planned out super well. And that was sort of like, after 4 days, I was really exhausted. Like, I really was. Like, I would with any, to be honest with you, here's the truth. I don't really have people stay at my house, even in my everyday life, for more than 3, you know, they usually come on a Friday and leave on a Sunday. So I've never had that extended time with guests that need to be occupied for 8 days. And we really were occupied from the time we got up. And so there wasn't a lot of downtime. Can't you sort of confirm that?
Yeah, no. I mean, I felt bad for you because the fact you had to work so hard.
I don't feel bad for me. I knew what I was doing, and Andy was clear, and you know, we had to just come up with a lot of stuff post COVID. But the truth of the matter is, was I exhausted? Yes. Was it a little? Was it longer than I thought it would be? Yes. But at the end of the day, I think because of it, we got a lot of good stuff. Sometimes it was better than others. Sometimes it was good. Sometimes it was bad. But at the end of the day, we produced a great show. And that's what we were trying to do. So yeah. That's why I don't really want to go on and on about the bullshit with Vicky, because she was there. She got paid as well. We all knew what we were doing. So yeah. If you didn't want to be there and it was just a miserable experience, I think then you shouldn't do it. We knew what we were doing. You knew you weren't coming up for a vacation.
Yeah. Okay. I'll let you go. I'll see you in a little bit.
See you later.
Okay.
You will.
Yes, I will. Bye. I think she's being sweet because the Bryce Sanders, she actually texted to me, the Bryce Sanders interview just came out. I'm getting all kinds of texts.
I have to be really honest, Tam. Like, the attacks I'm going to get from this today, I'm just in no freaking mood.
Let me just tell you, they're rolling it out in sections. So I don't know. I don't think you're going to get attacks. I think that it's going to show Vicky not liking the fact that I have a podcast with you. When you say you don't like somebody, but yet you've never met them, that's just idiotic.
Ugh. All right. Well, let's go to the next housewife headline. Lisa Rinna. Kathy Hilton told me Kim Richards made up Harry Hamlin rumors. Okay. So what happened was Crystal posted a picture of her dog, Boba. And I think Kathy Hilton wrote cute. And then Rinna wrote back to Kathy, like responded to Kathy. I remember when you first got on the show, you called me and said what Kim said about Harry. She made it all up on the show, right? And I just said, I know she did, Kathy. I just flashed back on that today for some reason, added the notorious pot stir. Hilton 63 did not respond to comment. So ultimately, what ends up happening is Rinna sees Kathy posting, she comments back just to kind of.
But why would she rehash that? Why would she bring that up?
Because I'm sure she's thinking about the reunion.
Okay. I guess.
My guess is that, and other housewives, I don't think we need to talk about
Denise Richards and Charlie Shane.
In regards to that, I can say this, and we had this discussion on the group chat. If my child was, you know, doing OnlyFans or Playboy or Pornhub or whatever it is.
Pornhub?
Who knows? I'm just saying anything in regards to showing their sexuality, because Denise is saying that she was in Playboy at this young age and blah, blah, blah. If you're doing those things because you need to support your life and it's something you love doing and you're 25 years old, more power to you. You do you.
Yeah. I don't know the backstory on it. And I don't think
as a teenager, you can make those decisions for yourself. I personally was making terrible decisions at 17, 18 years old.
I was pregnant at 17.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I even just had this conversation with my niece who was talking about how she's ready to get married. And I'm like, listen, you're 18 years old. You're nowhere near ready to get married.
Yeah. You know what? I feel bad for, is it Sammy? Sammy's the one that is doing that. I mean, it's hard having Charlie Sheen as your dad and the divorce being so public and everything that's gone down, everything they've seen. It's hard, you know?
I mean, and I think it's hard, okay. But I also think if your parents don't lay out the ground rules, like my dad when I first came out to LA was like, you ever get a DUI or get arrested, you're moving back to Indiana within seconds. Like you don't have
Don't you feel, I mean, I don't know if you were in
fear.
This,
I had fear of my
you
family.
Did but see, this is a different situation. I feel like, and it's a situation that's a lot like mine, you have two parents that ended up hating each other and kids choosing sides,
right? You think my parents are like holding hands and being pals?
But did they make you choose sides?
They didn't make me choose sides, but they would say things like, okay, little Vicky, or okay, little John. Like, they did not have a healthy relationship with me growing up. We were in courts. Slate. My sister, I always call my sister Slate for some reason, which I think is some sort of like,
how funny. Universe.
But Justice and I had to go through years and years of court battles for custody and all of these things.
No, like, it's so hard on the kids. And I feel like, you know, she's a product of that. She's definitely a product of that. So, I mean, my heart goes out to all of them.
I mean, I think ultimately, here's the thing. When two parents are, and I only had one parent in the public eye growing up, and we still lived in the Midwest in South Carolina. It was very different. We weren't being shot by paparazzi. We didn't have social media. We had none of that. So the pressures are huge. All I can say is I personally would be worried about my kids making decisions about their body showing on the world wide web at such a young
1000%.
And
1000%.
I mean, I find Polaroids of myself or like Jackrabbit at the mall when I would go in and like lift my shirt up and like take pictures with my girlfriends showing my like new training bra that I got. And I'm like, thank God there was not Instagram then for me to post this, because I probably would have.
Yeah.
Who knows? But we're done for today. We are going to be having Drew on. We cannot wait to grill her. But we also want to thank the fabulous VIP partners from iHeartRadio's Wango Tango. Perfect gifts for summertime, chaser brand shirts, tanks, dresses, everything your summer wardrobe needs. Not your mother's high quality salon inspired clean hair care products. Endure Beauty organic products. This skincare line works for all skin types, especially for those with sensitive skin, which I have. Tidal hair sticks, the 90s hair trend is back for perfectly imperfect hair. And Teletize, say goodbye to breakable clips with the Teletize hair clip collection and essential elements, plus the perfect snack at your summer barbecues parties, Mary's Gone crackers and Rob's backstage popcorn. I ate all those in quarantine. Rob is a longtime pal of the Jonas Brothers and they know good popcorn. Thanks everyone, and happy summer.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.